entire papers in a day. Back home, these papers can then be examined more thoroughly and at leisure. It means greater detail can be absorbed and analysed. Despite the continued appetite for the subject, and despite a steady stream of books, documentaries, magazines and even movies about the war, it is amazing how often they still conform to the traditional and in many regards mythical view of the conflict. That general perception goes something like this: that at the start of the war, Nazi Germany had the best trained army in the world, with the best equipment and weapons. In 1940, Britain, now stranded and alone, managed to hold out and keep going until the United States entered the war. Thereafter, American economic might overwhelmed German military prowess, which in any case was fatally weakened by the much more significant and large-scale war on the Eastern Front. These basic presumptions have dominated thinking for the best part of 60 years. There has, however, been something of a quiet revolution going on in academic circles, and just occasionally, this work has managed to burst out into the mainstream, which is all to the good. My own views began to change dramatically when I started writing a series of wartime novels. Although fiction, they needed to be rooted in detailed research,